Hello.
Hello there.
Welcome to the late night show.
Nobody knows it's late.
I do.
I know. Sorry.
I'm very routine, you know.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I read something that said routines kill creativity. And I was like, damn. Okay.
Yeah, and then you're creative and you got no guidance, no, yeah, routine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a happy medium, I think.
You what?
I'm routined.
Oh, yeah, you are. I'm about to make some crazy changes in my life. You just wait.
Ooh. All right.
Mark my words on this February 28th podcast.
It's too bad it's not a leap year. That would be an awesome thing.
I forgot about those. We haven't had those in a long time.
I know.
What happens again? You have 31 days in February or something?
No, 29. You get one extra day a year. Every 4 years.
And how does that work and why?
Well, it's very scientific. It's got to do with the way the Earth moves around the sun. And every 4 years, in order for us to continue to have 365 days a year or to stay on, we have to kind of add a day because of the slack or the lag. And that, I know that's very scientific terminology, but.
Well, didn't like the Mayans create the calendar?
I don't know.
That sounds like some new wave stuff.
Leap year?
Yeah.
No, you should Google it. But
I doubt when they made the first calendar, I doubt there was a leap year.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're calling new wave. I mean,
like the same
200
time
years
they,
ago,
whenever they made up daylight savings time.
Oh, possible. I heard that that's there's a legislation in the state, Texas state legislature to do away with it.
I don't know about if
they've
I
been
want
trying
that.
To do it for years, and it might just go this time.
I don't know if
Arizona
I want that.
Doesn't do it,
but we've been doing it already. That's the routine.
Well, it would always just. Like, you would never fall back or spring forward. It would just be like, it wouldn't be extreme like it is in the summer, and it wouldn't be extreme like it is in the winter. It would probably always be like it is, you know.
I don't like that.
Well.
I'm not voting for that.
Yeah, because then when everybody else turns their clock, then we're going to have time differences. Like,
yeah, even more so than we already do.
Yeah, because like you'll have Central Time, Texas Time, you know, like because Arizona time is different.
Yeah, no, you've already gone this far, you guys. We gotta just keep it
yeah.
on going.
But next thing you know, they're gonna want to do the metric system everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that's actually easier because it's like in tens.
I don't know.
Like 10 centimeters equals, I don't,
No.
It is, it's by tens. It's not by like a foot and a yard.
No, because then you have a meter and.
Yeah, it's like 100 centimeters or in a meter.
Yeah. But still, if somebody tells you I ran 60 meters, do you know how far that is? Or you could say 60 yards. You can kind of figure that on the football field, how far that is.
Well, we're going to have to change the football fields, too.
Dang, the whole world.
Well, so we watched the Oscars.
Yes.
All we really cared about was the red carpet, again.
And I must say, I think I just won't ever get back those couple of hours in my life. But
yeah,
I was reading Instagram and stuff. It was okay.
Yes. Best dressed. Lady Gaga.
I have Gaga. And I have one more.
Who else?
Jennifer Hudson. That red dress.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of off the shoulder with the.
Yeah.
Fluffy collar.
The only reason I was watching the Oscars was for Lady Gaga, so.
Yeah, because if she wouldn't have been on, I mean, that is really the most boring show always on TV.
Yeah. No acts.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, hearing each other, you know, talk about each other and you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, do you want to talk about Gaga's performance or you want to talk about worst dressed?
I got to think about who my worst dressed was. Oh, okay.
And I say it, you will know. You will say my, oh, yeah.
Emma Stone.
Yes. I have three. I have three, though.
Hold on. I had one more. I didn't write my notes. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
You told me to, but I forgot. Oh, I had another best dressed, but I don't have another worst dress.
Okay. Who else?
Paris Hilton's sister.
You liked her.
She was beautiful with the pink fluffy.
Tracy Musgrave. She looks like a mannequin.
Yeah. She looks like she's from the 70s.
Yeah. Like her hair, like she doesn't have any flyaways. So it looks like her hair is plastic.
Yeah.
And
she has, like, really small lips.
Yes. And her skin is like a shiny plastic texture. Like she's pretty, but she looks very plastic.
Yeah. She looks like Cher.
You like that dress, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I did. That pink frou-frou thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, besides Emma Stone, I have Charlize Theron, who looked like a 60-year-old mom for such a beautiful
girl. Oh, yeah.
With that, with her bob that was brown and then that bluish-purple lilac thing with her no bra, she looked terrible. Yeah.
She is super gorgeous. Yeah. Like on the Chanel commercials or whatever perfume. Estee Lauder.
Yeah. And, you know, the perfume. Dior. It's Dior.
Yeah. Dior. Yeah.
Especially, and she's dripping in gold. I mean, that's beautiful.
Yeah, she should have worn that dress.
I know. And the hair and makeup. One more for worst dressed. And just because I think it looks like she bought it at what's that store where they have the formals across from Forever 21?
Windsor
is J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
It was just that, like, reflective metallic, you know, dress. Like, it's like girls are wearing that to prom right now. I mean, anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't look very designer.
She looked like Jenny from the block. She should have got better. But anyway.
And don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
They're on my dress.
Yeah, and speaking of that, can we talk about Lady Gaga getting to wear the $30 million Audrey Hepburn yellow diamond?
They did not even mention that when they stopped her on the red carpet. That was
Because Juliana Rancic was the only one that talked to her, and she had to tell her that the movie changed her marriage.
Yeah, how weird is that? And she told Bradley Cooper the same thing.
Yeah, and he didn't know what to say. Because he's sha-la-la-la-la-lo.
What you doing, yo?
Yeah.
I thought that, and it hadn't been worn in, what, how many years? But it, last person was Audrey Hepburn or Catherine Hepburn. I mean, that's so beautiful. I'd have been scared to death.
Yeah.
I'd cut my head off to get that necklace.
Yeah,
maybe that's why they didn't talk about it. They didn't talk about it at the event.
Yeah,
about it
for
on the
security.
News. Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know. I have worst dressed man. You want to get
the one from Green Book with the beanie?
Oh no, he probably. I don't think he was too bad.
Oh,
I mean, he was a rigid. It was a. He was. I could respect it, like you say.
Yeah.
No, Spike Lee. He looked like a freaking cartoon. A cartoon cab driver. I mean,
do you remember that show that was a cartoon on Disney? And they were like the black family. And they were like the mom, the dad. It was like really bright colors. He looks like the dad on that show. Do you remember it? What was it called? The Proud Family?
Yes!
That's what he looked like.
That's funny. Maybe that's what he was going for.
That was a good show.
He looked like, yeah, he looked like Dr. Zeus or, you know, yeah, one of those. Anyway. Yeah. Well, you want to talk about the performance?
Yeah, Lady Gaga pretended to be in love with Bradley Cooper.
So sad.
So she says on Jimmy Kimmel. If you haven't watched it, her interview with Jimmy Kimmel, she addresses the love rumors and says it's a love story. It's a love song. Bradley Cooper created the scene. Like, did you notice her say, I never give up directive? Like,
yeah.
And she let him direct the scene with the amber lighting.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
She's just like, I guess we were really believable. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I thought it was a wonderful performance. I'm glad that they look like they were in love because that just made it a lot more interesting.
Exactly. That's why we're here.
Yep. And I like the fact that there was no host. That really was a good thing.
Yeah.
Even though it was boring as heck, we didn't have to hear a host read off of the monitor a dumb joke every time.
So true.
Yeah. My favorite acceptance speech was Rami.
I didn't even see it.
He's so sweet and down to earth. And if you didn't see it, when he won, he was sitting next to the girl that played Mary.
Uh-huh. He came and with her.
Yes, I think they're dating. And aww, he thanked her from the bottom of his heart, and he couldn't have done it without her. I thought it was very sweet. And he thanked his mom, and his mom was sitting in the bleachers somewhere.
He probably could have done it without her, though. Mary, it could have just been somebody else.
Oh, yeah, but this is like his first big role, so he probably was a little scared.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, he's little Mercury Jr., Freddie Mercury Jr.
So, speaking of Mercury, are we having the Mercury?
What a good lead in.
Mercury retrograde?
I never heard of that in 56 years of my life.
In 26 years of my life, I haven't either. And then all of a sudden, I saw it everywhere. It was on the news. It was on my Instagram. It was on my Twitter. And I was like, I started Googling. I was like, what is this? And they were all talking like, oh, yeah, like, you know, leap year.
Yeah. I was like, somebody just made that shiz.
It's the Mercury retrograde. So everybody's kind of off the whack, you know, off their rocker, kind of kooky. I was like, what is everybody talking about?
It's like when the moon is in the seventh house. It's astrology, psychedelic stuff. Well, yeah. But I mean, I'm not that into astrology, so that's why I never heard, I guess.
It's true that kids are bad when there's a full moon at school.
Well, and it's also true that if you're a farmer, you plant and harvest your crops according to the moon as well. That's how I grew up. My pop didn't plant anything in a garden unless he looked at the calendar to see the phases of the moon. And you don't go cut your hair when the moon is growing, because then your hair, unless you want your hair to grow fast. I'm serious. My mama looked at the calendar every time she made an appointment for us to go get our hair cut, because you don't cut it when the moon is growing.
Didn't you just start that sentence with, I don't believe any of that astrology stuff?
I don't know if I believe it, but it's been around a long time.
Well,
you said the moon makes kids bad. The moon has a lot of effect on a lot of
things.
That's
what they say.
I don't know if Mercury does, but
it's not Mercury like the liquid. It's Mercury the planet. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like,
well, you kept telling me when I asked you at first that Mercury is poisonous, and I was like, okay, but I'm not talking about that.
Well, you didn't say. You just said Mercury.
Well,
what I know about Mercury is what's on Earth, not another planet in the solar system.
Yeah, it starts going in reverse. For those of you who do not know what Mercury retrograde is, apparently it starts going in reverse of all the planets, and it makes people go crazy. And then it catches back up somehow.
Yeah, it's nutty. I think that's what happened to Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, they're stuck in reverse. Well, shall we talk about The Bachelor? It is finally...
Yeah.
Hometown.
Those are boring, too.
Yep.
Too jaded.
I fast-forwarded the entire thing.
Well...
I saw probably, like, a 30 minutes total.
Here's my first note. In the shower again. Sheesh.
Oh, my first note is... Does he have a personal trainer now? Because he's definitely gotten in better shape since the beginning.
Because you noticed him in the shower?
Yeah. I was like, he must be training with somebody while he's there.
Well, what else has he got to do? He don't go on dates until night. All day long.
No, sometimes they go on dates on the day.
Oh, well, true. But for the most part. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I'll just give you my little summary. I was blindsided by Kaylin going home.
I thought it was going to be Taisha or whatever her name is.
Her dad friend zoned him. That was my favorite part. If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, I do a live feed
critique
of my thoughts of The Bachelor.
I love it.
And thank you. And I was very surprised. He was like, "You love him like a friend?" I thought that was funny.
Okay. About Kaylin. Could her sister's boobs been more
out? Oh, I know. I wrote that down.
It's like...
She said, "This is my time. This is my 15 seconds of fame. I gotta do it."
Dang. She looked like her, but like a wicked version of herself, of Kaylin. I don't know.
Yeah. Well... Kaylin, I don't even know what they did on their day. Oh, horse-drawn carriage. How cliche. How Southern of them.
Well, and how about this? The mom had the old home movies going on the slideshow.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's like, "Aw," and he's like, "Look at you." And it's like, "Ugh, goo goo." It's
terrible. And then Taisha's family, what is her dad wasn't going to say yes.
Right.
So that was exciting.
You doing and they went, my girl.
But let's just talk about him jumping out of the plane with his virginity prayer.
I wrote that down.
Please, God, don't let me die. I haven't lost my virginity.
Yeah. I still need to lose my virginity.
Yeah.
In let the me fantasy survive suite. This fall.
Yeah. He was actually very scared. You could tell.
Well, who wouldn't be? Who does that?
Well, somebody who does it on TV.
Oh, man. I would much prefer a horse-drawn carriage. There's other things you can do.
You don't do things that are scary like that.
Not like that, no. It's not necessary.
Yeah, I like roller coasters, but there's so many of those parachutes that don't go right. I don't think that would be.
Yeah, I mean, why? I mean, what's the...
Well, yeah. For The Bachelor.
I know. Well, I didn't know Taisha was married.
No, me either.
They never mentioned that she had an ex-husband.
We might have fast-forwarded through it.
Possible. But usually when they get stuck on a subject, I mean, how many times did they bring up Demi's mom in jail?
Yeah, true.
I mean, usually when they get on that or somebody who has a kid.
Yeah.
They always bringing it up.
Yeah. Well, her date was boring.
Kaylin's gone.
Cassie's didn't say she loved him.
Right.
And her dad said no.
And how about, okay, was it her mom that was baby girl? No.
No. Don't say names.
I'm saying baby girl.
Oh.
And how about her sister?
Well, Cassie's sisters were beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
three, just like her.
Triplets.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah. And how do you have all your kids the same age like that? I mean, man.
Everybody has kids the same age.
That's crazy.
I'm the only person that had a really far away sibling.
Well, aren't you lucky?
I guess.
You never wanted a sibling next to you. You cried when I thought when you thought I was pregnant.
I never wanted to be the older sibling.
Well, good, because you're not.
That doesn't mean you can't have an older sibling than me that's closer to my age.
Well, then it wouldn't have been you. Anyway.
Okay. I don't know what you're saying.
It is what it is.
I'm not anti-sibling is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
But, yep, so I can't wait for next week for Colton to jump the fence and to lose his virginity in the fantasy suite.
So how does that all happen? No, what we can't wait for is the Women Tell All.
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw those previews. Now, that's supposed to be on, it's a Monday and a Tuesday, what's happening.
I hate that. I don't have all that time.
Yeah, that's two nights.
We have a lot of shows to watch for this podcast. We don't have time to spend another night on The Bachelor.
I know. Okay.
Well, let's move her on because we got more shows.
Okay.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the best franchise.
Yes. I love Erica and the Glam Squad.
I told you. Erica Jane is my spirit animal.
She looks so good, especially in her confessionals when she has that Marilyn Monroe wig.
Oh, yeah. That's so, that's like 4 inches tall.
Yeah, she's gorgeous in that.
I love that it's like a costume. Like, yeah. She's just dressed in a costume everywhere she goes. Like, yeah, the long, like,
yeah, the long
braid. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Kim Zolciak, she's got the wigs, but they're all the same. It's not a costume. It's like she just don't want to fix her hair.
Yeah. No, but Erica's like a character. Erica Jane,
oh, yeah. And they plan each costume / outfit for the trip.
If I was on TV on a huge, and I was a millionaire, I would definitely do that. Hello.
Yeah, and she said everybody on this trip can afford the glam squad, so they just choose not to do it. But
yeah, well, they're all her friends too. Because we got to keep
in mind the meathead guy.
Yeah, we got to keep in mind that this is not—they're not actually friends on this show. They're on this show as work. So she's bringing her actual friends to her work trip.
Exactly.
Her glam squad. So
yeah, exactly. The only ones that were actually friends were Lisa and Kyle.
Yeah. And how about Lisa confronting Erica Jane about the handwritten note?
For real. I mean, come on. That doesn't even sound like Lisa Vanderpump.
No.
Like she's not that petty. Sensitive. Yeah.
And Erica Jane's response was so cold and just like no emotion in it.
Well. And the fact that she took a screenshot of it because she knew she'd have to produce her receipt later.
Yeah. What's that about?
That's what I'm thinking. That seemed very contrived on everybody's side.
Well, they needed something for the show.
I guess.
But I'm so tired of the dang dog talk.
Well, I know. And then Lisa Rinna comes up and says, Lisa Vanderpump just played all of you guys.
Yeah, I loved it.
Still pissed at Dorit. But she made it like Teddy and Kyle are the ones throwing her under the bus.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's very true.
I know.
And I don't know if Lisa is that calculating or she just naturally behaves that way.
Yeah, is a snake.
Because a lot of people do. Like, you know. But that really, because if you think about it, that's exactly how it happened.
Yep.
I liked it. I loved all of their clothes. And then here comes dumb Dodo Denise Richards in her shorts and tank top.
Yeah, she said, I didn't know we were getting this dress up.
We're in the Bahamas at a hotel on the beach.
For breakfast in somebody's hotel room. But again, don't we all remember we're on TV?
Yeah, exactly. This is not like a weekend in the Bahamas
with your family. filming for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah. She knows that Erica has 5 guys there to do her hair and makeup, so.
I know. Well, and even, what did Teddy have on? Because Teddy is such a tomboy. And
I don't know. That too. I could care less what she's wearing. I'm here for Erica Jane.
She barely even combs her hair. I mean.
I thought she owned a hair care line.
Teddy? I thought she did weight loss stuff. She's an accountability coach.
Oh, same.
Because when she was young, she tried to be an actress, and they told her she needed to lose weight, and so instead she gained 100 pounds, and then, you know, had all the eating stuff.
Hmm. Well, anyway. I'm looking forward to maybe some better fights next week.
Yes, I saw previews, and it seems like it's going to be really good.
Well, how about the reunion of New Jersey?
Love that. I don't know. My thoughts is that Teresa's trying to stay relevant, I guess.
No, and she's stupid.
Well, she's stupid, but it's like all of a sudden she's attacking Melissa.
Yeah.
And like, it seems like she tried to do that a little bit during the season, and maybe she was pulled back, but then now it's the reunion, and I'm just going to let her have it. Well, and it's so obvious.
The best part was when Joe Gorga was on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought he was funny.
Yeah. And
he said, yeah. Of course they love each other.
For real.
So funny.
And I loved when Jennifer is the author, the writer, that's Melissa's friend. And she told Teresa, you didn't write your book.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? What? And she's like, you can't even talk. Speak English.
Calling her white trash. I loved just lost my mind. Oh, the clips of Joe, Teresa's husband.
Yeah.
He is just trash.
Oh yeah. I can't wait to see what he looks like now. And I mean, he's been in jail for 2 years.
The comments over and over. I can't believe we have to leave our kids. Oh, this is going to be so hard on our girls. He's the one that did it.
I know. And Teresa, too. She finally, and Andy even admitted it, she finally is saying that he's the one that screwed up. He committed a crime. And because of him, she had to go to jail. Yeah. And he said, are you finally angry? And she said, yeah. How about the rumor that she was somewhere in Miami with another man?
I believe it.
So they never
if you're
even
married to somebody and they don't pay the taxes and you don't know what's going on with the financial, you're in trouble too?
He made her sign everything.
Oh. But I believe 100% she had no idea. She's the dumbest person ever.
Oh yeah, she had no clue.
She said, "Oh, okay."
Yeah. Joe, I'm going to need to go shopping. Give me some cash.
Yeah.
That was the very first season. I don't know if you watched it. Did you watch it? And maybe. He would just pull out a wad of cash of hundreds and just start counting them out. I mean, when you flaunt it on TV, don't be surprised when you get caught.
Yeah. So.
And Joe Gorga.
I feel bad for her, kind of.
Well.
Well, yeah. Joe Gorga's comments that said he's been working. He said that?
Uh-huh. He said, I didn't have time, you know, in my life like Joe did to hang out with my father. He said, I had to work.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. He's never said anything like that before.
No, they all been buddy-buddy. Well, I liked Melissa's comments, too, about how Teresa's and Joe's dad say the same stuff about Teresa to them that they're not saying to Teresa.
Uh-huh. Like, Teresa's never home. Teresa leaves me with the kids. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, he's the old grouch potato. It's his fault. He's the one stirring the shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I like Melissa.
I like Melissa, too. I like her better this season than before, and I like her with her new friend.
Yeah.
They're smart, and they don't take no shit.
Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to seeing next week when all the husbands are on.
Yeah. And Danielle. Gosh, oh, yeah. She looks scary.
Yeah. Did you watch Vanderpump?
I did. Vanderpump was kind of slow. They're still on the Kristen.
We're on the PJ.
Yeah, but they're with still. Lala. Kristen can't handle her whatever on vacation. It's like, again?
Yeah.
We did that last week.
Well, Lala crying about her dad. That was sad. I feel bad for her.
I don't remember her dad dying. Did he die on the show?
I think last season. Okay. No, I think he died in between.
Because Jack's dad died in between.
Yeah, I think it was like the same time.
Okay.
But I feel bad for saying, like, he'll never get to see me walk down the aisle. And...
Yeah. Lala.
I'm sensitive.
Yeah. I have a quote, but it's pretty X-rated. From Lala. Well,
just bleep it.
Okay. Well, she tells Brittany and Katie that she and Randall need to take a break, that it's just not going well. And she said, let me tell you, MF, there are plenty of other bloops to suck and get another PJ.
Good job.
And I thought, dang, that's a quote right there.
That's on TV, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it really was.
But what I just want to know, I guess dating somebody older is one thing, but I just don't think I could keep saying Randall.
Well, she was calling him my man.
Randall? That is a straight up, that's your grandpa.
Yeah, that wasn't even popular in my generation.
Oh, why doesn't he go by Randy?
Yeah, we had a lot of Randys. I don't know, Randall. And I happened to, I was looking at Heather McDonald's Instagram, and she had pictures back when, a few weeks ago or whatever. Did Lala have an engagement party or something?
When?
A few weeks ago. Is she engaged? No, maybe it was Brittany's engagement party. But anyway, she's pictures of Lala. And comments were in the comment section from Randall. So I went to his Instagram, and he is so dang ugly. I mean.
Yeah, we saw him on TV.
Well, I know. But just looking through his Instagram, and it's like, how in the world is this guy got a private jet? I mean.
Well, you don't have to be pretty to have money.
Well, no, but he looks like he's dumb, too. But
obviously not.
He has two little children. And I mean little, like probably five and less. So he was married when he was my man. So
for sure. That's why she had to call him my man.
That's what that was about, for sure.
That's why she had to call
him. Well, they never made that clear. He didn't want to be made public.
Yeah, because he was married.
Well, yeah, now, but anyway. Poor Lala.
So, moving on, we watched the new show, Mexican Dynasty, and I have to say, I am not impressed.
I'm not watching it again. I didn't even finish it. When they came on with the family, with the brother and sister that are, like, attached to the hip.
I am not a fan. I was not a fan of this first episode because I felt like on all the other franchises, it's like they're pretending that they're not on TV. But yeah. these people were pretending like they were on TV.
Yeah.
And... like so extra and so like crazy and like, I don't know.
And still like not impressive. Their houses, because that's why I watch all that stuff, is for their lifestyle. They were not impressive to me at all. Their houses, their looks, they were so ugly. I don't know.
Too much Botox.
Something. And how about, the woman and the man that had the earthquake drill.
Evacuation.
Those two are the most bizarre people And the son sleeps in their bed. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not sure what's going on there.
That's just it's not even. I'm not watching it. We have too many. Summer. What's the one with the summer house? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
that one's starting up. Project Runway starting up. I think I saw previews, and Christian is going to be the Tim Gunn.
I know he's on it.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a judge. I think he's Tim Gunn. He's the one that's going to be in the back room.
Oh, make it work.
Make it work. That's going to be good.
I mean, I always loved that show, so I hope they do it good.
Yeah.
Well.
So we got other stuff. I can't watch ugly, plastic, phony people.
Yeah. We're already watching too many of those.
I know. I mean, we need beautiful people. Yeah, beautiful phony people.
Well, I have a couple things. Are those all of our shows that we watched? That's all I watched.
Let's see.
I have a couple of things that are not shows.
Okay, shoot.
So, The Hills is coming back, and I saw a preview on Brody's Instagram today, actually. And it seemed very, very scripty, according to his Instagram.
I think that's what it's supposed to be.
Well, I mean, the last one didn't seem like it was scripted like this did.
Yeah.
So.
Is Elle coming back? No.
No. It's Misha Barton.
Oh, that's right. How are you going to do that?
It's not their friend, so I don't know why she's in this.
Because she was in a drama series called The OC.
Yeah, but she's not their friend.
And just because she was in a show that took place in California doesn't mean she qualifies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know.
Well, the jury will be out. It'd be good to see Brody.
Yeah, I love Brody.
We'll see what Brody's up to. And Heidi and
Spencer. Vince. Yeah.
Is Whitney going to be on?
Yeah. Audrina.
That might be good. And who's and the other Justin one? Bobby. Justin Bobby?
Yeah.
That might be good.
Yeah. Good times.
Justin Bobby's going to get with Misha Barton because they're both stoneheads. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. What else? Anything else we're obsessed with?
I'm still obsessed with Instagram. Still happen.
You keep saying that every week.
I don't get obsessed easily, and I guess when I am, it stays a while.
Oh. Well, I asked a boy on a date. What are you obsessed with?
Of what?
I asked a boy on a date.
You really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. And
I just want to say to all of our listeners, all 10 of them, I felt very proud of myself.
I think you should be, because it's not like you're an ugly girl asking some, you know, movie star on a date. You're a beautiful girl.
Yeah, that's all subjective, though.
No, it's not. There is nobody in this world that would say you're not beautiful.
You have to say that you're my mom.
No, I don't.
Well.
Anyway. But that is very courageous of you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself.
I just say if you want, go get it.
And the answer was no. So. So. But you miss all the shots you don't take. So.
That's right. You and nothing hurt. Nothing. I mean, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, I always wanted to say that.
This is the chance. This is your chance. No harm, no foul.
I know. No harm, no foul. So that's the only thing that's happened to me since the last podcast.
Because he said he had a girlfriend.
Yeah, you're right.
So he didn't, not like he said no. You.
Well, that would be really upsetting if he was just like, Or you know what would be really upsetting?
You.
If he was like, well, I have to go home and clean my room, and I think my parents are there. Like,
Yeah.
Then I would have been like, oh, he's purposely just saying no.
Yeah. Well, and even so, not everybody's for everybody. You took That's a chance. True.
That's true.
And I mean,
there maybe. Can be 99 people in a room and you just need one.
What you doing, boy?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you. And
Lady Gaga's boyfriend told her that she would never be a star.
Which one?
I don't know. I wish she would have said.
What a loser.
Yeah. Wow, he was wrong.
Feeling good about that now.
Yeah. She should have tagged him in the post.
Yeah, really. Like Taylor Johnny. Swift. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Johnny456 on Instagram. It's like some random guy from New Jersey when she was like 20.
He's one of those meathead Jim Tan.
Yeah, laundry.
Jim Tan laundry dudes.
No, Lady Gaga would date somebody like Justin Bobby. That's what I think she needs to try and date.
Like a freaky guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it seems like her boyfriends have been pretty normal.
Mainstream, yeah. Yeah. Or somebody like Orlando Bloom or whichever one that always has Johnny Depp.
Oh. You can't have two like that in a relationship.
Well,
they understand each other.
Oh, no. She's got to be the crazo and a normal person take care of her. That's how that's going to have to work. Can't have two crazies.
If you guys are interested in watching her documentary on Netflix, it's eye-opening.
It really is. It was really good. I guess that's what I'm obsessed with right now are documentaries on Netflix. And that's A&E, because we watched the Michael Jackson one, and it was very interesting on
A&E.
And
Studio 54.
And Studio 54. That was really a good one.
Yeah.
Wish I could have gone there. Would have had a blast.
You would have had to be on acid first.
And gay, but still. Would have been fun.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have for the podcast.
Okay, good one. Sorry, it's so late.
Yeah, it's way past my bath time.
Go bed, Will Girl.
All right, well, thanks for watching. Follow us on Instagram. Mine is Lindsay R. Trujillo.
Share, subscribe, and like.
You're not going to say yours?
Oh, Trujillo Home.
All right. Don't forget to subscribe. Share. Yeah, you're not. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. Peace.
Peace out. Bye.
Peace out.